Hey everyone, and welcome to a More Beautiful Life Collective podcast. Today on the podcast, we are going to be focusing on accomplishing our dreams. We've been talking a lot in the past few weeks about habits and goals. And so today we're going to talk about moving beyond just completing habits and then moving on to those goals and dreams, the things that you've always wanted to do, but you've never really known where to start. We're going to be giving some ideas of what goals and dreams that you could have for your life. And then we're going to break down a couple examples and see how they achieved their goals. Welcome to a More Beautiful Life Collective podcast. We know that in the hectic hurry of everyday life, it's easy to lose sight of what really matters. This is a moment to pause and realign your focus on the one who gives us peace and rest. We're focusing on discipleship, productivity, and homemaking as we live with eternity in mind. This is the place where you'll learn to create a life you love and cultivate your heart for God. I'm Casey Fletcher. Thanks so much for joining me. Hey everyone, and welcome to a More Beautiful Life Collective podcast. I'm Casey Fletcher, and I'm so excited that you are here with me this week. If you missed it last week, I want to remind you that we have a video podcast. So if you go to YouTube, you can see our videos there. You can also see those on Spotify, but if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else, it is going to stay the same. You'll still see the audio there, and you can just listen along like you always have. Also, I want to remind you that if you haven't yet, be sure to check out the blog. I'm updating some of our resources there. And so I am creating a store. This is the More Beautiful Life Collective store. And it has a whole bunch of resources and different things that you can use. Some of the things that I'm adding are things related to goal setting, project lists. There's a whole planning system that we're going to go into next week. You'll also see some resources for decluttering. There are some Bible reading plans. And so there's just so much there. And I'm going to keep adding to that in the future. So make sure you check that out if you haven't yet. Today, like I said, what we are going to be talking about is we're continuing our series on goal setting and planning and making sure that we are accomplishing goals for God, that we're furthering God's kingdom. And so one of the things that we're going to be talking about today is thinking about those goals and big dreams that you've always wanted to do, but for some reason you just haven't done them yet. A lot of times I think we focus at this time of year on resolutions. And one of the things about resolutions is that with resolutions, we often pick things that we can accomplish with habits. So you may say, I want to lose 10 pounds. Okay, so that is something where if you have consistent, healthy habits, you can start working towards that goal. But to me, those things are not necessarily those big dreams. Maybe your big dream is that you want to own your own company. Okay, well, that is a lot different. And you'll have to do a lot of different actions in order to reach that big goal or dreams. But one of the things that we're going to talk about, we'll get more into this in the next podcast, but one of the things we're going to see is that our habits, they kind of help us keep our life in control. And they give us a little bit more control of our surroundings, our home, our health. Maybe they help further, you know, our relationships with other people, but our habits aren't necessarily doing those big things that can really move the needle on your life and move it forward. A lot of times those habits, they keep things under control, but they're not necessarily accomplishing your dreams and some of those bigger goals. And so we're going to talk about some of the difference there, and then we're going to get into why this is important. I think our habits are so important for making sure that we are accomplishing things that we need to for God's kingdom. But I think if we just focus on habits and we never try to think about some of those goals and dreams that we've set in our hearts, a lot of our actions can be kind of self-focused, kind of insular, and we're never just moving beyond that into these goals and dreams that go outside of our homes and our communities and really can impact the world. And so we'll see a couple examples of that later on today. So that is what we're going to be focusing on in this podcast. And again, all of these things are part of our series on goal setting. So you want to check out the shop if you are interested in any of these things, because what I've done is I've created some printables, some PDFs that you can download on the shop. And that one, it helps support me, but then also it will give you kind of a step-by-step game plan of how to accomplish these things. So now on to the episode. So as a child, you know, I can remember brainstorming my bucket list. Obviously, I have been the same for a lot of years. One of the things that is a common story. So whenever I was a child, and you might notice my voice is a little bit weird this week. It's just a cold that I'm slowly getting over. So I'm just going to sound a little bit funny, but hopefully by next week, that'll be back to normal. But as a child, one of the stories was that I would go to Sunday school. And, you know, I was always one of those people that some people said that I was bossy. We said that I had leadership qualities. But I remember one time I told one of my Sunday school teachers, I told her, hey, you sit down, I'm teaching. And so, you know, I've always been that kind of way where I have a game plan. I have things I want to say. I have things I want to do. And so I remember brainstorming my bucket list of all the things that I wanted to do with my life. And, you know, some of those things, it was, you know, to read lots of books. I wanted to learn about everything. I wanted to have animals. And I was all sorts of animals. At one point I wanted, you know, ferrets and things. I was crazy. I wanted all sorts of stuff. I bounced around from hobby to hobby. And so, you know, there was one hobby and me and one of my friends, we always were trying to do something new. So at one point we tried to do a tennis club. At another point we tried to do a softball club. A lot of this stuff was related to church because she went to church with me. And so we would try to do our stuff there. I was involved with plays. I played piano. I played cello. I played all sorts of different things. And what this really meant is that I was master of nothing, but I knew a lot about a lot of different things. And that's true for today. Like I know how to knit. I know how to sew. Could I make you something very good? Could I even play a piano song for you? Probably not. But I know the notes. Like I know the information, but I'm not really the master of any of these things. And so I think whenever we're young, we dream these big dreams. And I think the first thing that we do is we say, I want to do this thing. You know, I want to have a homestead, or I want to, you maybe start a podcast. I want to do a blog. And then what we do is we say, okay, this is our goal. This is our dream. But we never pause and say, okay, how am I actually going to achieve this thing? What we'd probably do is we learn a little bit about it. We kind of dabble in it. Maybe we take some lessons. You know, I took sewing lessons. That was one of the things I did. Obviously, I took piano lessons. You know, I was involved in band. And you learn kind of the ropes, a little bit of information. Maybe you could read music, or maybe you downloaded, you know, an app on your phone that could go over those things. But ultimately, we never really get to that big dream. It's not like if I say, hey, I want to sew, and then I download whatever patterns I want, I print them off, I get all the stuff. But then getting to that point where I accomplish something bigger than just saying, I want to do this habit or I want to do this project, it takes a lot of work. And so I think what we've done is we have all of these goals and dreams as children that we have and that we want to do. We want to live these things out in our lives. But then to get to the point where we actually accomplish them, it requires a lot of work. And it requires a lot of work and time that really we don't have as kids. Because as kids, you know, especially if you're a public school kid, you are in the classroom probably around 7:30 in the morning. You get done around 4, you know, factoring in some commute time. And then if you're in sports, you might not be back until 5:30, and then you have dinner and you have homework and then you're in bed. And that's not saying, you know, sometimes you have games at night, you have church at night. And so I think what you find is that you have no time as a kid to accomplish these things. And so you get interested in it. You learn a little bit about it. Maybe your parents buy you some stuff related to that hobby. And then you forget about it because you've never had that time, that ability to actually focus on that wild dream, that goal. And so one of the questions I have for you today is, what are some dreams and goals that you had as a child or as a teenager or as a young adult? What were some of the things that in your mind you thought, this would have been so cool if I had learned how to do this thing, but you never did it for whatever reason, whether it's because you were too busy or because somebody told you that you couldn't. And I want you to focus on that today as we go over some of the things that we're going to talk about. Because really that dream that you have, that is that kind of wild dream, your wildest dreams, your goals. And these are the things I want you to kind of get in your mind that maybe they are more actionable than what you thought as a child or a teenager or a young adult. So some of the things I dreamed of doing never came to fruition. You know, learning how to play piano and stuff, like I never, you know, released a CD or anything like that. Not that I really could, but that was something that, you know, at one point kind of dabbled in and it just never happened. But some of the things did come true. You know, I never went on a short-term mission trip to Africa. That was something we talked about, and that was kind of one of our dreams, is going on a short-term mission trip. But then again, some of the other dreams that I had did come true. I did go to Austria, and I study abroad there. So when I was a sophomore in college, one of the big dreams that we had that actually came true was a few friends and I, we planned a trip around the country, and it was kind of a short-term mission trip. We have a smaller conference, and so we know lots of the churches in our conference. We know them nationally. And so we went and we drove around to these different churches, and we got to know the people there. We got to do service for them. So we had a couple people that they were training to be pastors, and so they spoke, and then, you know, I helped lead worship, and we got to talk to them. And really the most impactful thing that I thought we did was just kind of getting to know these people, getting to know their faces, seeing all of these people throughout the country that loved God and they wanted to further God's kingdom. And that was just such an amazing experience. We also did some service projects along the way. And so one of the things that I saw on that trip, you know, I think it was good for the people that we went to, but really for me, that has been such an evidence of God's faithfulness in my life. And the reason why is because we were so provided for on that trip. One, we were safe the whole time. You know, we were going all around the country, and I did get a ticket, but other than that, nothing bad happened as far as, you know, our car went. We never broke down or anything like that. We also, you know, financially, we were provided for the whole time. Like, really, we kind of broke even on the trip. We always had a place to stay. People invited us in our homes. And I just saw over that trip, seeing how God came through. And then, you know, looking back on that, I've seen how his faithfulness then impacted the way that I undertake tasks now. Whenever I think about something that I'm going to do, I can think about the fact that, well, you know, God, he provided for me then, and I was able to do amazing things. Not on my power, not on anything that I did. Honestly, I didn't really speak that much because I wasn't the pastor. I was just kind of along for the ride. They borrowed my car and we went. And so it really wasn't anything that I did. But I saw God's faithfulness through that whole experience. And so I think this is why it's important. I think a lot of times we look at some of those dreams that we had as kids, some of the ways that we wanted to impact God's kingdom. And then we've said, I can't do that. You know, I got all of these other things going on. And so there's no reason for me to even consider these things. But what I want you to think about today is how some of those dreams, those goals, they can help further God's kingdom now, but then also they can be an evidence that God provided for you in this thing, and he will provide for you and other people in the future. And so I think it's so important for us to begin to think that these things can happen, because really what we're getting at here is we're talking about trusting God. We're talking about trusting God with our actions, with our projects, and with our dreams. So I read a book once, and this was quite a few years ago, but one of the things that it said is in the circus, back when that was a thing, they would tie a rope around an elephant's ankle. And in doing that, they would train the elephant that it couldn't go anywhere. But as the elephant grew up, they would take the rope off, but the elephant never tried to leave because it thought it was still tied up. And I think, how often is that the case with you? What dreams were you told were too big or too stupid, too audacious, too silly to accomplish? And so you never even tried to do them. You never thought that it could even be an option for you to do those things. I think when we reach the age in life where we have families and jobs, it's so hard to get the ball rolling again, which really, if you think about your opportunities and your ability as kids to do some of your dreams, you are pretty limited because you have to rely on your parents and their situation, their priorities, their goals, all of your siblings competing for all of those things that your parents have. But then as you get older, you have that ability to actually reach your dream. You have a lot more free time, self-directed time. I think kids in public school, honestly, you are probably, that's the time where most of your time is dictated in life. That is the time where most of your time is dictated. Whereas as you get older, you have a lot more leeway with what you do with your life. But I think a lot of times we're just like that elephant, that we've learned because of what we were told as kids and young adults and high schoolers that we can't do certain things. And so because of that, we never even try. And so I think it's so hard to get the ball rolling and actually start to move towards those dreams that God has placed on your heart that would further his kingdom. And so this is my encouragement to you today. We were made for more than just putting our heads down and going to work, going through the motions of our everyday lives, because I think those vibrant colors of our dreams, the things that can make, you know, this beautiful tapestry of the church and all that we can accomplish, I think it just kind of fades to a gray if every day we do the same thing. Every day we go to work, we go home, go to sleep, take care of whatever business we have at home, and then do the same thing the next day. We were made for this meaningful struggle of working for the good of God's kingdom. And I'm going to say that one more time because I think that's so important. We were made for the meaningful struggle of working for the good of God's kingdom. So what kind of goals should we be planning for? You know, as I go over this, some of you guys might be like, well, you know, my goal was I wanted to be, you know, a rock star. Or all of my students, they would all have, you know, two goals. Basically, they wanted to either be an NFL player or, you know, basketball player, NBA player, or they wanted to be some kind of streamer or influencer, that kind of thing. And so you have to say, okay, well, what should our goals be? Should it be being famous? Whether that's being a sports star or an influencer, what should our goals be? Well, this is where I think it's so important to get back to this idea of habits versus projects. So I think habits, they help us to automate our goals in our lives by helping us move forward in that area. So again, I'll talk about more about this distinction in the next podcast, but I think it's important to say that habits, they help get your life under control. So one of the habits I've talked about is every morning I try to wake up, and with my cup of coffee while that's being made, I go and I unload the dishwasher. That is a habit. That is not a goal or dream of mine. My deepest desire is not to always have a empty dishwasher in the morning. That's just a habit. And it's a habit because dishes never stop. And so I want to make sure that that part of my life is under control so that I can do other things with my time. So that if somebody wants to come over, I don't feel like I have to worry with it. If I need to cook, the dishes are not in the way. If I need to put something on a plate, I have clean plates to do that with. And so that is, to me, that it kind of symbolizes habits and what they do for our lives. Habits help us to get those things under control so that we can move forward in other areas. So habits get our life more in control. Now, this is different than a project. Now, whenever we start some of these habits, sometimes they can seem like huge projects. If you are really bad about leaving your laundry in huge piles where it's like you're, you know, mountain climbing whenever you're trying to find a clean pair of pants, that would be a huge project to try to get that under control. But, you know, soon if you say, okay, every day I'm going to do one load of laundry and then fold that laundry and put it away, and you get in the habit of doing that, it stops being a project and it starts just being a habit where you don't have to take a lot of willpower to do that thing. So you have to just develop those systems to tackle some of those habits and then make sure that your schedule is open enough that you could do the habits that you need to do. But after a while, those habits, they just become second nature. So some of your dreams and goals could be to create those habits. But again, for me, my deepest dream in life is not to have a clean home, like, and it's not to have a clean counter to make sure my dishwasher is available. That's not a wildest dream. That's not one of my main goals in life. That's just something to make it easier to do the other things in life. So we have this idea of habits, but then on the other side, we have this idea of projects. And I think these projects are where we start to get into some of these like wildest dreams. These are these things that move us forward in the direction of our goals and dreams. Now, some of these projects could be things related to work. So, you know, my husband works in construction, so he has all these projects that he needs to finish. And so these projects are just things that he's doing them to build his business and to make money, you know? So you have some projects like that you're just doing them to check off a list because you need to do this thing in order to get closer to something, whether that's closer to a paycheck or closer to, you know, if you're working on a project for church, just closer to get to that dream of your church. So yeah, you have these kind of like little building block projects, but those projects, you know, they're one-time actions or one-time things that by doing that, you're moving your life forward. So if your project is, I want to redo the youth room in order to make sure that it's a welcoming space and we can use it for other things, you know, that is something that is maybe not your wildest dream again. But in doing that, maybe your dream is to have your church be this thriving place that you can bring people to, and you have a vision for what you want your church to be. So in that situation, the project that you're doing gets you closer to that dream that you have. So I think that yes, some of your goals and dreams this year could be establishing a habit, because you do need to make sure that you have solid habits and routines in your life to make sure your life is under control so that you can do these other things. If your house is a total mess and you're never getting any sleep and you feel really bad because you have no exercise routines, then you're going to find that you can't accomplish the goals and dreams that you want because your habits are just so bad that you are just kind of drowning, right? And your life is so out of control that you can't move your life forward in any other kind of way. But once you get your life in order, then you want to start incorporating some projects into your life that move your life forward in the direction that you want it to be. But again, these are things that may be a little bit outside of your comfort zone. They may not be things that you are, that you have thought that you would be able to achieve, but you can if you set your mind to it. So what are some goals and dreams that you can plan for now? I think you can check out, you know, if you have some habits that you want to work on, you can check out our life hacking episode, and it talks about how to match up some aspirations you have with your life with some goals, and then you develop habits to do that. So you can check that out to figure out how to incorporate those habits in your life. But if you feel like your life is mostly in control and you know you're moving forward in a lot of these areas, like, you know, family culture, your spiritual disciplines, your health and your exercise, all that kind of stuff, then I think it's time to set your sights on something a little bit bigger. Things that can move your life forward, things that can help to accomplish a lot of things, a lot of good things for God's kingdom. So let's talk about what some of those things could be, because I think that's really where you can get into some really just, I think it can be inspiring. It can be motivating because it starts to, you start to realize that some of the things that you dreamed of as a kid that you wanted to do, you actually have the ability and the opportunity to do that now if you start working at it. So what could some of those things be? Well, let's talk about it. So dreams and goals. Here are some ideas. So I have about 20 ideas that you could pick from. But again, all of these are just trying to make sure that you are moving forward in the direction of your dreams and that you are furthering God's kingdom. So obviously, whenever we're talking about this, I'm not going to write down become an influencer or become a sports star. You could do that, and that could be something that could further God's kingdom. But a lot of these things, I think, are attainable for really anybody. All right, so one could be writing a book. So that is something that now it's gotten easier and easier over time as far as self-publishing books. And so you could start working towards writing that. You could start a blog, podcast, YouTube channel. So if you like to write, these are some things you could do. You could plant a garden. One person I know, they have a garden and they do cut flowers instead of vegetables. And so they actually go and they take these flowers to people in their community and kind of give those away. And that could be something you could do. You could do a community garden so that people, you know, as prices rise, you could end up feeding other people. And we do that, you know, where I'm in a more rural area. And so a lot of people have gardens, but they share their produce so much that really can be a huge blessing to other people. You could get livestock. So if you want to kind of have that homesteading area at your house, you could have livestock and do the same thing where you're giving eggs away or meat. You could do beekeeping and give away honey. You could create your own personal items and do the same thing. You could also learn a trade. So this is not something where you have to change your career, but now I think everybody, you know, there's a lack of skilled labor out there to do some of these things. And you could really help other people out by having, you know, this trade. You could do stuff for yourself, but you could also do stuff on the side. You could teach a class at your church. I definitely think that there are not enough people in the world that are working in their churches. There's always this idea that there's 80% of the people that do 20% of the work and 20% of the people that do 80% of the work. So if you feel like, I don't have any goals or dreams, I don't know what to do, that kind of is beyond what I'm currently doing now. Well, the first thing you could do is look at your church and say, how could I help? And you don't need to start something new. A lot of times people come in and they want to help out at church. And so they say, I'm going to do something completely different. And so they do something completely new. But really, you need people to fill the, you know, everyday things that are going on. You need Sunday school teachers, especially kids Sunday school teachers. You need people who are willing, you know, if you do dinners at church, people to do that. If you do different things over the summer, there's always responsibilities that a lot of times people who are currently doing them, they might be getting burned out. Maybe they just want a break where you could come in and kind of substitute. So that is an option. So help out at your church, or you could start a new ministry at your church or help out an existing one. You could invite people into your home for Bible study. A lot of times that gets different people involved in church than, or, you know, involved in a relationship with God other than those that currently go to your own church, because your home is kind of a neutral zone. So you could do that. You could go on a mission trip or save money for other people to go on a mission trip. You could sponsor, you know, a Compassion Child, or if you are involved in another organization, you could do that. You could open up a food bank or donate to a local food bank. You could host a meal at a soup kitchen. All of these things are things that a lot of times you think of in your mind, like, oh yeah, those things sound great. Somebody else should do that. But what I'm encouraging you to do today is that these could be things that if you've always had an interest in missions, well, how can you get involved with that today? And again, in my situation, you know, it's probably not the best time for me to go because I have young kids. So I shouldn't go on a week-long mission trip, but I could donate money or I could get involved in a, you know, with a compassion child and write letters to them and sponsor them. And so that's a way that I can get involved in the current situation that I'm in while still kind of achieving some of those goals and dreams that I had a long time ago. Some of your goals might be a little bit different. So, you know, I'm talking a lot about service opportunities, but I think you can also think about some of maybe those bucket list goals. I went abroad this past year and one of the places we went was England. And I started thinking about it. It was like, okay, well, the last time I went overseas was 5 years ago. We went whenever we got married. And then I went this past year and I'm like, okay, at this rate, you know, if I'm nearing 30 and I've gone abroad, you know, three times in my life, you know, how often, like how many places am I going to get to see? There's a whole world out there. But a lot of times you don't think like that. You don't think like, oh, well, you know, I only have maybe five more chances to see other places if I go every 5 years. And so that makes you start to think, okay, well, what am I going to do with my life? How am I going to make this happen? And as you do that, you'll start to see, okay, well, the first thing I need to do is maybe save up some money, maybe figure out some places to go, maybe start learning a language. And so thinking about it in terms like that, it helps you to realize, okay, this is what I need to do. This is what I need to accomplish if I want to check off some of these items on my bucket list, whether that bucket list is to visit places overseas or whether it is to visit places within the U.S. In the same vein, you could, you know, buy a camper. There's a great book called See You at the Campground. I think they changed the name. It's like Camping 101 or something like that. But that talks all about the great reasons to have a camper. So you could get a camper and go traveling. You could travel to all 50 states. Some other things could be, you know, in the same vein of some life goals that you have to get the ball rolling on that, because a lot of these take a lot longer than what you think. You know, building a new house, if you've always wanted to do that, you could go ahead and start making steps to do that, changing careers, taking courses online, getting a degree, maybe starting a side hustle, starting a family. You know, all of these things are some of these wildest dreams that I think a lot of times we get so focused on what we're doing that we never allow ourselves to say, okay, what do I really want? And some of them could be habits. You want your life to be more in control. But once you get to a certain point, you might realize, no, I need to start reaching for things beyond that. And I think it's important to ask yourself, you know, there's a lot of other things, and you can look online for some of these other dreams and goals, because I have 20 ideas online. So you can look at the post for that. But I think as you look through these ideas, you could see that most of them are these big life changes, and they're going to alter your life, and they're going to involve risk. You are risking something if you decide that you want to plan to go every 5 years to Europe or overseas to figure out, you know, the places to go. You're going to be risking something because you're going to be spending money on that thing. You are going to be spending time raising that money, planning your trip, going on the trip. And, you know, there's other things involved with that too. You know, if you're talking about, you know, with service opportunities, a lot of that is you're giving these things away to help other people, which is amazing, but there's risk involved with all of that. And so I think that's why the payoffs, they can be so great, because a lot of times I think if we just get stuck in a rut, we can live our whole lives without really feeling like we're making an impact. And I always think we have to ask ourselves, what is our legacy going to be at the end of our lives? And we want to make sure that we have made a big impact with our life. And I think the first step to making that big impact is to ask yourself, what are some of the goals and dreams that you had that have been kind of dormant because you've just felt the weight of responsibilities? And what you want to do is you want to identify those things and say, okay, how can I start to walk forward on these things? How can I make progress on these things? With all of these ideas, though, as you can tell, most of them are pretty general. And so you're going to have to take them and you would have to tailor them to your specific context, because a lot of them, you know, I don't know your specific context. So maybe you're already involved in church, but your church has a specific need. And so you want to move forward in that. That would be something that you would have to figure out based on your very specific thing. One of the guys at our church, he was talking about doing like a campground and having that space so people from internationally and nationally could come and visit. That is a very specific goal and dream based on our specific context. And so that is something that you would really just have to figure out for yourself what you need in that situation. So in the case with my trip around the country, you know, that was something that was also very specific to me. It started with an idea to do a trip to encourage churches. And so I just started talking to somebody and I said, hey, what do you think about this? And they said, yeah, that could be good. And so all too often, you know, we start with an idea and it's kind of basic. You know, maybe your idea is like, I want to run a 5K. And then your idea grows as you start to talk about it, connect with other people. So again, if your idea is you want to run a 5K and then you start talking with other people and they're like, well, I want to do that too. Your basic dream could grow into working with other people to host a 5K or working with other people to start a training group for a 5K or working with local schools to participate in Girls on the Run. So a lot of times I think you'll notice that your dreams, they kind of start very basic and generic. But as it grows, it can really grow into something pretty amazing. And so I think if you're faithful in saying that you want to move forward on these goals, you're going to see growth and maybe some amazing things happen. Sometimes your dreams flop and sometimes they go nowhere, but I think you learn a lot in that experience. But sometimes they grow and then they impact other people. And sometimes they flop and they still impact other people. And so it's just important that you're moving forward in those dreams. Here's a couple of different examples that I had found, and I thought these were pretty amazing. So one of the ones that I mentioned was what I mentioned before about the people who owned the flower farm. It's called Floret Family Farm. And so they grew flowers. They wanted just to grow them because they liked them and they wanted them for their family and friends. And then people started asking them for flowers. And so they kept growing more flowers. And then they started selling flowers online. And then they got a book deal to talk about how they grew flowers. And it's just grown into this like national thing. Another one was a guy named Sean Killingsworth. He wanted to provide a place on campus where people wouldn't have to feel the pressure to be on their phones, because with a lot of young adults, you feel like you have to have a phone and you're kind of the odd one out if you don't want to have your phone kind of in between you and the other person in a conversation. And so he started this thing, it was like a club on his campus, and then it has become a national movement where now lots of different other college campuses are having him come speak and create this club. And so it was something that it started with an idea and it just morphed into something even bigger than himself. Jill Winger is the same thing. She had a small farm and she wanted to, you know, just kind of blog about some of these like homesteading, old fashioned kind of things. And that's grown into a really thriving podcast, a book. She has her own restaurant in the community. And so I think with all of these, you'll notice starts out as a basic idea. And because of persistence and working at it, it grows to be something that is bigger than themselves. And I think that that is our goal with our goals and dreams. It's not just to have a perfect life or a life that you think is ideal, but it's that you are doing something that becomes bigger than yourself. And I think that's something that we all want to achieve, because a lot of times if it's bigger than ourselves, what we're really talking about is we're furthering God's kingdom, because we're working for someone who's bigger than ourselves. And I think that's why it's important to have this distinction. I think our habits are good for having a life that's in control and making sure that we're having the self-control, the self-discipline. But we want to move beyond that and start working for things that are bigger than ourselves. So really, there's just more than I could really talk about in a 30-minute podcast on people who have chosen dreams and goals for themselves, and it's kind of morphed into something that they couldn't even imagine that they did. It's not a formula or a promise. Like I said, I think sometimes, you know, we hope that things will happen that way, but obviously there's a lot of stories where people were unsuccessful in something, and so then it morphed into other things. But I still think that we need to be faithful in stepping out no matter what happened. Henry David Thoreau said, I learned this, at least by my experiment. He's talking about whenever he went off to live in the woods. He said that one advances in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with success unexpected in the common hours. And so this is my encouragement to you today, is to move confidently in the direction of your dreams. Sometimes you can feel like, okay, well, this is great. Like, I feel motivated. I want to start doing some of these things. Maybe I've got your wheels turned about some of the things that you want to accomplish. But then the next step is like, okay, what do I do next? How do I move confidently in the direction of my dreams? And so I want to leave you with this tale of Elizabeth Elliot. She was an author and a speaker and a missionary. And so I think sometimes we talk about our dreams and goals and we have this kind of romanticized view of our dreams and goals. That again, that we say, hey, I want to do this thing. And then it just starts getting successful and it's viral. And then we talk about it and we feel good about ourselves. And it's like, you know, sunshine and daisies. But really that I don't think is what we are talking about whenever I say we're doing our goals and dreams in order to have this meaningful struggle for the good of God's kingdom. Like it's not like this thing of, you know, kind of virally posting a video and then we become millionaires. That's not our goal. And that's not our idea of success of our goals and dreams. We labor for these goals. And again, our goal is that we are furthering God's kingdom. I think if you think about the Apostle Paul, he had this goal and this dream that he was going to go to the ends of the earth and get as many people into God's kingdom as he possibly could. And so we can be in awe of what he accomplished, because really, I think he was the greatest missionary that ever lived. He accomplished so much for God's kingdom. But we know that in the in-between, you know, from whenever he got his call and he had this dream to the end of his life, he labored and he struggled and he worked for this thing. He was successful, but his success is very different than the idea that we have of success today. It involved long letters and stonings and beatings and trips and shipwrecks. And so Paul, he accomplished his wildest dreams because he did bring as many people into the kingdom as possible. And he's still bringing people into the kingdom as they read his letters, but he had to work for it. He had to do hard things in order to accomplish that. Elizabeth Elliot, she also had to do hard things. If you haven't heard of her story, there's several books that you could read to learn about who she was. In many ways, I look at her life and I'm like, how in the world could she be as good as she was and as faithful as she was whenever she lived through the things that she did? She was born in 1926 and she had the dream to go and work in the mission field. And so she married a man named Jim Elliott, and then they went to the mission field, to this remote tribe in Ecuador in 1956. And so they started working with them, and while attempting to make contact, Jim was killed along with four other missionaries, and she had a 10-month-old daughter at the time that was also living in Ecuador with her. And so at that point, you would think, okay, I'm out. I'm leaving. I can't imagine staying with this young child. But what she did is she actually worked and labored for the people who murdered her husband. She stayed in that area. She worked with them. She translated Bibles for them. And she just showed them love year after year after year. And that village, that tribe, actually ended up converting to Christianity because of the work that she did there. Then after she left the mission field, she worked for several years. She got remarried and she worked for several years with, I think she had a radio show. She wrote lots of books. And so she's become somebody who's just this testament of what it means to really work for the good of God's kingdom, even in situations that are difficult and hard, and it would seem like it would just break you because of what you had to live through. And so in one of her papers, she wrote this, and it was in response to something that was going on with her daughter. And what she said, and you can get the full PDF of this online, and I'm only going to read just the short part of it. When I went back to my jungle station after the death of my first husband, Jim Elliott, I was faced with many confusions and uncertainties. I had a good many new roles besides being that of a single parent and a widow, and she was alone in that jungle station that Jim and I had manned together. I had to learn to do all kinds of things, which I was not trained or prepared to do in any way. It was a great help to me to simply do the next thing. And I think that is so important. She goes on and she asks the reader this question. She says, have you ever had the experience of feeling as if you got far too many burdens to bear, far too many people to take care of, far too many things on your list to do? You can't possibly do it. And you get in a panic and you just want to sit down and collapse in a pile and feel sorry for yourself. And she says she's felt that way so many times, but what she did is every day she would just do the next thing. If they needed a speaker, she would just do the next thing and she would give the sermon. If she had to do anything related to the work, she would learn how to do it and she would do the next thing. And so I think that, to me, that is what we have to say to ourselves. You know, again, it's not that it's going to be we do the next thing and we become viral and successful and financially well off. It's that we say the next thing is just being faithful and obedient to God and what we have to do in order to further that dream. So if your dream is to write a book, the next thing would just be to open up your computer and create a document that says book and then see what happens. See what you have to say. If the next thing is to get involved in your church and you just don't even know where to start, call up your pastor and say, I would like to volunteer. And I'm sure he would be thrilled because, again, we need workers for the church. I think the more that we can say, do the next thing, if it's, you know, traveling, write down some places that you want to visit and just circle one. And that is the next thing. And by doing the next thing, you will end up working so much more for the glory of God because it just starts the ball rolling. And that's really all that we have to say. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode today. Again, it's just, I think that we just have to kind of free ourselves from some of the things that we've had told to us where, you know, things were too much. And the only thing that was really important was graduating and getting a job. That's really not the only thing that's important. What's important is doing things for the glory of God and furthering God's kingdom. And so we need to ask ourselves, okay, what can I do to accomplish that? So next week, we're going to be talking about our system for how to get things done. We're going to talk a little bit about habits, a little bit about projects. And then after that, we're going to end our series with a episode on schedules and how to create your ideal schedule. So I hope you will join me next week. Again, if you haven't yet, please leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. It just helps others find the show. And you can also check out our shop for more resources. I will see you next week. Bye. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of A More Beautiful Life Collective podcast. If you haven't yet, please leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts to help others find the show. While you're there, you can like and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Don't forget to check out the blog and our store for more encouragement and resources on how to create a life you love and cultivate your heart for God. I'm Casey Fletcher, and I'll see you next week.